Most Americans receive their health insurance coverage through an employer, but health insurance costs are now rising faster than wages, and health care costs are rising rapidly, too. Ron Pollack works with a consumer group devoted to health care issues.
Individuals, government agencies are all finding these costs unaffordable.
And the costs are only expected to rise. A U.S. government agency predicts health care costs will double in the next 10 years, which means insurance premiums will continue to rise as well. Many small businesses already find it impossible to provide insurance to their employees. 47 million Americans have no health insurance.
If the current system remains unchanged, we add about 1 million more uninsured per year.
Dr. Arthur Garson heads the University of Virginia's medical school.
10 years from now, we'll have 57 million uninsured.
That would be nearly 20% of the population uninsured. Many people who cannot afford health care have jobs. They make too much money to qualify for public medical care, but do not make enough money to pay for health insurance. Studies show Americans who cannot get health coverage do not live as long. Jessica Banthan at the Department of Health and Human Services led the most recent U.S. government study on access to health care.
Our study shows that falling ill in this country can have a serious impact on your family budget.
Advocates say that is why, in an election year, health care reform is one of the nation's top domestic priorities. Some advocates point to the Veterans Health Administration as a model for quality, access, and efficiency.
So how have you been doing?
Good.
For example, government-funded veterans hospitals and clinics keep electronic medical records. So, no matter which of the veterans' health facilities a patient visits, that patient's medical records are a click away. Dr. Ross Fletcher.
You can see every blood pressure that was ever taken on him in our hospital or in the clinics.
This prevents repetitive tests and reduces medication errors. Again, Dr. Garson.
If we were able to trap all that, administrative waste, repetitive tests, people demanding treatments that they don't need, doctors providing things that patients don't need. Works both ways. If we could trap all that, we would have a lot of money.
Dr. Garson and other advocates of health care reform envision continuing the option of private health insurance and expanding public programs. He says few support government-based universal health care. At the state level, a number of plans have been proposed, but only two have adopted universal care. Dr. Garson expects more proposals and trials at the state level until the states find which models work best. Until then, he says, life expectancy will remain lower for an African-American male in parts of New York City or Washington than for his counterpart in Bangladesh or Nairobi. Carol Pearson, VOA News.